Young Maureen Cavanagh had showed you up for what you are. You're the person with hot hair. Tell the truth to this doll now. The only time you reached out to Maureen Cavanagh was after she went on media. That very morning. That's the reality. Twice she wrote to you. A young 14-year-old fisherwoman from the Arnmore Island. She watches from her bedroom as the super tankers sweep up fishing at her and you prevent her from fishing with a line. You will not carry out the reassessment we want in terms of the evidence in relation to the closure of that area. You won't allow for a heritage licence, something that your government has blocked, legislation that we put forward. So let's call a spade a spade. You're the one that's blocking this.
I'll always tell the truth, Deputy Doherty. You're not telling the truth here in relation to the response I gave to young Maureen Cavanagh, because I wrote her a handwritten letter explaining... Deputy Doherty. Again, you're not telling the truth here. You might like to portray it as otherwise, but you're not telling the truth. I wrote her a handwritten note explaining the situation. Unfortunately, on that issue, as in many other issues in fisheries, Deputy Doherty, you and your party are an empty vessel. You have come forward with nothing of substance. All you try and do is exploit the situation and make it sound like you've something to offer when you've nothing to offer. As I say, I've seen no proposal whatsoever from you in relation to the pollock fishery, in relation to the hook and line fishery for pollock, anything other than look to exploit the situation. And that's unfortunately the reality we see with you on many issues, as in this one as well.